On March 29th, 2023, National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel shares how the National Polygamy Advocate podcast developed. Last week, past episode number 262, I shared how this podcast began. Continuing from there, in this episode number 263, I will share how this podcast developed. That is to say, once the National Polygamy Advocate podcast was begun, as explained in the past episode number 262, I had to also overcome numerous technical challenges in how to develop this podcast, i.e. the technical things required in order to make this podcast possible. Friends, supporters, listeners, sharers, have you ever wondered what goes on behind the scenes in order to make each episode possible? This episode number 263 should provide most of those answers for you. As I explained in the previous episode number 262, the very first media interview was uploaded for broadcast on March 21, 2018. When an episode first airs in broadcast, I refer to it as dropped. Each episode is a drop, D-R-O-P, drop. Here is what happened with the first three drops. That very first drop on March 21, 2018 was the media interview from 2007 with the host of the syndicated Michael Medved show. 1 week later, the second drop of March 28, 2018 was an excellent interview, also in 2007, with a fill-in host, Michael Bryant, for a show called Court TV Morning Radio. The next week after that, the third drop of April 4, 2018, was the interview in 2008 of a live talk show called The Game on a Houston, Texas radio station, KGOW. After dropping the third episode, I immediately realized that the Anchor.fm system empowered me to edit typos in the titles and descriptions. I also could go back and add new audio files to any dropped episode. So, I decided to add the opening bumper to each episode. A bumper is the short section that appears at the beginning or ending of either a video or audio recording, made available to the public. A bumper typically identifies the title of its video or audio file, all while using a consistent background music and pictures that are specific to the host or the channel. By 2018, it had already been many years that I had been previously using an opening bumper for all video posts of my professional speeches. These were the videos posted, i.e. dropped, several years earlier on my YouTube channel of youtube.com/National Polygamy Advocate. Since I already had the musical backgrounds for those past video opening bumpers, I made an easy decision. I would use those old files to develop a new opening bumper for each new drop for the National Polygamy Advocate podcast. Using only my laptop's microphone and speaker system, I recorded my own voice for the opening bumper for each of those first three episodes. But now I had two audio files that I needed to combine. Namely, I could overlay my voice announcing the date and title, along with the background music that had been the trademark background sound for the bumpers of all the past videos. But how to combine them? I needed a new audio software program, one that would overlay tracks of multiple audio clips together into one singular file as the result. It's technically called mixing. I immediately researched and then purchased an excellent software solution. Voila! It was so easy to combine, i.e. mix, the two files together as two separate imported tracks into one single file. Woohoo! The opening bumpers were created for the National Polygamy Advocate podcast. Hoorah! Using the same background music, I also recorded a closing bumper, one which would not change from episode to episode. I happily realized that once this new closing bumper would be uploaded one single time, I could always be able to extract it again for later use forever after, extracting it from the past uploaded library in my posting account at anchor.fm. Boom! It was now ready. I uploaded the three separate opening bumpers to each of the respective first three drops of the podcast. I then also uploaded the one closing bumper. And finally, I added a 1 second closing sound, what I call an exclamation point sound, provided by Anchor.fm's own library at the time. I did all of this on April 4, 2018. Alas, because Anchor.fm was still a fairly new concept and company at that time, my making these updates caused two proverbial wrinkles to occur. Of course it did, huh? Jeez. First, by updating the first three drops, the system mistakenly relabeled each drop as all three being posted on April 4, 2018, that one specific date of the update. Second, it switched the sequence of the first and second drop into reverse order. Now it looked like the second drop was the first one, and like the first drop was the second one. Members of the TruthBearer.org organization have always been able to see how this order got reversed by observing the correct sequence of the posts inside the password-protected members area of the organization's website. It is true that Anchor.fm did later fix the problem of updates wrongly causing a change in the display of the official drop dates, but to date, they have never been able to fix these first three episodes from appearing as if they were all three dropped on April 4, 2018. They were not. But now you know. And also to date, all podcast platforms still mistakenly continue to display the second drop as if it is the first drop, and vice versa. Oh well. It's not a big deal, of course, but now you know what really happened. Anyway, for the next several weeks, I continued to use the following process for each new week's drop. First, use a converting hardware and software program, the one that I mentioned last week in the previous episode, number 262, so as to convert each past media interview from audio cassette tape to a digital file. Second, using the audio track mixing software that I mentioned earlier in the episode here, record its applicable opening bumper that mixes the background bumper music with my vocalized title. Third, upload both of the two newly created files, i.e. the bumper file and the interview file. Fourth, extract the closing bumper from the library of past uploads in the posting account at anchor.fm and position it to play after the interview file. Fifth, extract the 1 second exclamation point sound to signal to listeners that the podcast episode is complete. Sixth, preset the date and time for the podcast to officially drop at 8 a.m. ET Eastern Time on the next pending Wednesday morning. And seventh, write the title and description. I would do this process for the next couple of months. At that time, only the financially supporting members of the TruthBearer.org organization knew that any of this was happening, as I was routinely sharing it with all of us there each week. This was a time of testing. I needed to make sure that this podcast could be maintained and would continue. By June of that year, it was definitely clear this to stay was here. That's right, this podcast was here to stay. On June 26, 2018, we went public, officially and formally announcing the podcast on the public website of nationalpolygamyadvocate.com. The next day, episode 15 dropped for all the public to enjoy. The National Polygamy Advocate podcast was truly here to stay, indeed. And on July 6 of 2018, Spotify, the last major platform, finally picked up the podcast too, joining all the other platforms that were distributing this podcast. Note, as speaking now in the future, it was sometime last year, 2022, that Spotify fully bought the entire Anchor.fm company. So this was really a super edition indeed. Back on July 6, 2018, when Spotify was the last of the big-name platforms to distribute the National Polygamy Advocate podcast. At this point, now, as I share this here on March 29, 2023, with episode 263 here, if you had listened to the previous episode, number 262, I can imagine that you might now be asking me, "Hey, what happened to the other new audio editing software you said you also had to buy? You know, the other one you mentioned last week in episode number 262. You are wise to notice that. There's more to this story. Kudos to you. Yes, this is the moment where we all chuckle and say, "But wait, there's more." Indeed, there is. I will tell you more about that as I continue this story-told chronology in next week's podcast, episode number 264. Stay tuned. As always, my dear friends, supporters, listeners, and sharers, thank you so much. Thank you for celebrating, supporting, listening to, and sharing the National Polygamy Advocate podcast.
Mark Henkel is National Polygamy Advocate, presenting polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com